With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Cuba says the 10 passengers on a boat that opened fire on its soldiers were armed Cubans living in the U.S.
The Cuban government also claims the Cubans on that boat tried to infiltrate the island and unleash terrorism. Wednesday's late announcement came hours after Cuba said its soldiers killed 4 people and wounded 6 others aboard a Florida-registered speedboat. Cuban officials say that speedboat entered Cuban waters and opened fire on the soldiers first.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is gathering its own information about this alleged incident. Winter keeping its frigid grip across the Northeast as light snow moved across the area where cities are trying to dig out from this week's blizzard. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orvik says the extended forecast anticipates 2 new fronts to bring more snow beginning with the first in a couple of days.
And that'll be pushing eastward into the East Coast by late in the weekend. That actually sets the stage for a potential another storm, maybe Monday into Tuesday, anywhere from the Midwest, Lower Lakes area into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast.
Forecaster Bob Orvik. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers will resign from teaching at Harvard amid a campus review of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Summers, who had been on leave since November and whose name appeared hundreds of times in newly released Epstein files, will leave at the end of the school year. He will remain on leave until then. Summers served as a Treasury Secretary under former President Bill Clinton and then led Harvard as president for 5 years, starting in 2001. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
It's the most expensive ever. Money is pouring into Texas' hotly contested U.S. Senate race, topping $110 million. This is SRN News. America's pastors are talking about persecution.
According to a poll of Protestant pastors conducted by Lifeway Research, the vast majority of them are acutely aware of how their brothers and sisters in foreign lands are being oppressed. The survey finds that 86% of preachers have urged their congregations to pray for persecuted Christians abroad. 66% say they have delivered sermons focusing on abuse of believers, and a few have brought in experts to give talks about the problem. Michael Harrington reported.
The Auschwitz Jewish Center Foundation, hosting representatives from 26 nations. They spent several days in Poland this month on an educational tour focused on Holocaust remembrance and confronting bigotry. During this trip, the dignitaries traveled to Auschwitz, the former Nazi concentration and extermination camp where hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered during World War II. This is SRN News. A federal judge in California or in Texas ruling that California's attorney general can face a defamation lawsuit over comments attacking ExxonMobil's plastics recycling claims. It all revolves around an email sent to Texas residents that said Exxon knew that only 5% of plastic is recycled. Samsung unveiling its latest Galaxy smartphone.
The latest phones boast an even bigger toolbox of artificial intelligence technology than the previous two generations. They also introduce a new privacy shield. It blocks snoopy bystanders from sneaking a peek at your screen. The new upgrades on the Galaxy S26 lineup start showing up in stores March 11th. Bob Agner reporting.
And it looks like it's a no-go. NASA moving its grounded Artemis moon rocket from the launch pad back to its hangar for more repairs. The moon mission, first in decades, was originally planned for next month. More details at SRNnews.com.